Hey folks, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 18th of September. We've got the CEO of Mirada, Jose, with us today. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So today you've released an RNS to the market. There's a little bit of speculation on how big a deal and how much you value the news today. So I was hoping that you could give us a bit of an overview or precis of where the business is right now and how you see it impacting you moving forward.
I would say that this contract actually is twofold. The first thing that I would remark is that this is the first over-the-top contract, and over-the-top is a big trend, and it's having a huge success in this market. Probably you are familiar with the Sky Go, that is the over-the-top service at the Sky. This didn't exist a few years ago, and now it covers roughly 40% of the pay TV subscribers. Analysts are saying that over the top will actually mean, in terms of subscribers, about 50% of the pay TV population in the world by 2016. So it's growing really fast. And this was a piece that we didn't have in our puzzle. We didn't have a big reference like this one. It's a tier one reference. The second thing is that, obviously, it's a very relevant contract. We have given indication to the market if the subscriber base of this customer, this tier one customer, follows the trend of the rest of the world, and especially what I have mentioned, the Sky, and a third of the subscriber base is using our solution, just on subscriber fees, we will get in excess of $5 million over the period in which they are taking on the technology. We expect, actually, to get there by 2-3 years from the commercial launch. That will be the beginning of our financial year.
Well, Jose, it's extremely interesting, to hear the developments in the business. Having chatted to you, a little prior to this discussion, you've made no secret about the fact that news and news flow's going to be, building up towards the end of the summertime, going into the second half and the close of the year. You've had some interesting contract wins, and the company's been posturing into the right direction, in my opinion. I know you've had a great support from my colleague Tom Winifrith as well, but can you give us a little insight as to where you see things going in the not too near future?
This contract win that we did in May, that was really, really, really relevant. This tier one contract is a very important reference for us. And this means, obviously, that we have been in negotiations with other big customers out there. We have more traction than ever in the market. And there are several discussions in place. When we did the RNS in May, we're talking, or in July, we're talking about announcements to come in plural after the summer break. Well, this is the first announcement. Obviously, we expect all more news to come. And I would like actually to remark that the announcement on the contract in May and the contract that we announced this morning are completely independent. So obviously, it's with the same customer, that is a extremely big customer in Latin America. But they are different, and this is new revenues, a different launch date than the previous one, and a very good reference as the previous one was. So this opens new doors that we didn't have open until today.
Well, it's starting to sound extremely exciting. Hopefully, we'll speak a little bit more to you in the in the future, and we'll comment as appropriate. Hopefully, the market will pick up that you're working on independent contracts, moving in a diverse direction, really, and the kind of metrics that you can use when you refer to the over-the-top contracts, they look to be extremely encouraging. So good luck with that, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Thank you very much for the call today. It's a pleasure to